Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we're watching episode 517 of Power Rangers, Power Rangers Dino Thunder, episode 21. Copy that.
It aired July 10th, 2004, written by Jackie Marchand and directed by Doug Sloan.
Directed by Doug Sloan? Don't get a lot of Dougie directing. Normally yeah, he's just a writer.
He's gonna direct this one and the next two as well.
Oh, dang. So that means he was like, I'm getting my beak wet. Hang on, this directing.
I didn't read those backwards, right? Now you've got me all.
I don't think Jackie ever directed, which is kind of a damn shame. I don't think. How many women have directed episodes of Power Rangers, do you think? I feel like it's zero.
So far, I feel like it's a big goose egg for us.
Maybe in the first season, because I don't remember who directed or wrote any of those, but then that was 1993. So. I don't know. Someone let us know. Someone, while you're looking to see if any episodes aired on June 20th, check to see if any women have ever directed an episode of Power Rangers thus far. If they do in the future, we'll get there. I'm going to keep an eye out for it now. If you're new here, hey, everybody, welcome to the podcast. How's it going? See the Rumble? Check out the Rumble last night?
No, I was at work.
Oh, right.
Don't worry. I know everything.
That was a little bit my fault. I forgot to tag anything. I was just excited.
It's fine. I don't care. I got spoiled on the two Rumbles. I did not really get spoiled on anything else, but also I didn't really care about anything else either.
The rest of the card was pretty solid. It was a surprisingly solid Royal Rumble. The Goldberg Drew McIntyre match was as good as it possibly could have been, which is to say nobody got dunked on their head from a jackhammer that maybe you're too old to pull off anymore, William. Also, I attribute this to half of the match being like a young virile man so he can like post himself up and get over that jackhammer.
Yeah, he's not just also trying to lift another heavy old guy.
Yeah. So, but it was a pretty solid match. The last man standing match was good, as you know, as far as PG last man standing matches go. Roman got a little bit of mouth blood, so you know, I'm always a fan of mouth blood. It was pretty solid. I don't remember any of the other matches now that I'm thinking about it. The two Rumbles were good. My only big complaint is that the Women's Rumble, the first person eliminated was Shotzi Blackheart, whom I love, and it took so long for she was like 11th. She was like the 11th person in. And was like the first person eliminated.
Ooh, and so they waited a long time.
They waited for her to come in. And I was also watching the Women's Rumble. I love the finish. The finish was great. But there was a part in it where I'm like, who is that? First of all, there's a million blondes. I'm like, well, who is that specific blonde in there? And it was Jillian Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Jillian Hall?
I do, yeah.
She had the big wart, the fake wart on her face.
Oh, I remember when she was a bad singer.
Yeah, well, she did that afterwards. She was in the Rumble.
Uh-huh.
The WWE employs, I would say, 80% of the best women wrestling on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And Jillian Hall got a spot. But, well, yeah, like, Tegan Knox didn't.
You gotta bring back your
fan favorites. Who liked Jillian Hall?
Your alum. Somebody. I'm sure somebody did.
I mean, I'm sure somebody, but guess what? Jillian Hall. It's not like they brought, because Victoria was in it, and I was like, okay, that makes sense. Bring back Victoria. One. Victoria rules. It wasn't like Ivory, who just owns bones. It wasn't like Trish Stratus, who was the most popular female wrestler they had for a very long time. It wasn't even Beth Phoenix, a woman who should have won the regular men's Royal Rumble, but instead kissed Great Khali out of the ring and then left. It was stupid, and I'll die mad about it. But Jillian Hall, she was never a great wrestler. She could do a moonsault. Like, that was like... But I was like, why her? And then also Ember Moon got done real dirty in that one, and I did not appreciate it.
Well, that's always gonna happen.
Yeah. But the finish was great. So that was nice. The Men's Rumble was awesome. There was a lot of dope stuff.
Was there any old guys in that?
I'm trying to think.
Did JBL come back to be in that?
No, JBL was on like the, you know how they have like the panel that like they'll cut over to, like,
oh yeah,
they used to be in the crowd, but now there's no crowds, so they're just like kind of off to the side. It's like Peter Rosenberg and Charlie Caruso and Sonya Deville, who I guess is like the GM of SmackDown now or something. I haven't kept up in a million years.
I didn't even know she was back yet.
She is back, and she's just a GM, which is a waste, I think. But she looks great in a suit, so like, here we are. And then JBL, who looks like a melting wax version of himself.
He's like this weird in-between of like his old self and John Cena.
He's the middle stage of an anamorph. And I don't know what the other two sides are.
It's JBL, like, is Justin Hawk Bradshaw and John Cena. And in the middle is his current JBL.
But like, if Madame Tussauds opened up a pro wrestling exhibit and then left him out in the sun for too long.
What they do on the JBL wax figure is on the Half Price Kids weekends, they just take off the JBL suit and put on the John Cena shirt and pants.
This is John Cena, kids.
Because wax figures are vague enough that JBL and John Cena would look the same, I think.
I saw some wax figures of it was Seinfeld and then the Friends. There's a bunch of like old sitcom characters, and every one of them looked ghoulish. Anyway, Rumble was good. I'm sure you saw who won.
I did, yeah.
Which how he won was so good.
Don't tell me that.
I won't. I will save it. There was a part where I was like, oh no, and then I was like, wait a minute. Another old guy that came back, Christian, who's not old because he's as old as.
Yeah, I did see that as well.
He's as old as Edge, but
Edge isn't like young.
No, but here's the thing. Here's what I love. Edge never lost a title. He had to relinquish it, and he never lost it. So like, I love that they're doing this. I'm excited to see where it goes. I might watch WrestleMania this year. Who knows?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Can't
anyway.
Wait to see that pirate stage finally.
Yeah, finally.
Been waiting 2 years for this pirate fucking set.
Well, we'll see if it is worth it.
It's my problem now, I think, is going to be that like it's a set designed to be in like a WrestleMania stadium, but it's just going to be in the Thunderdome. So like, what are they going to have to leave off of it to make it fit?
Most of it, if I had to guess.
Yeah, it's just going to be like a big ship and you have to walk the plank and fall into the ring.
Look, that would be actually pretty dope. I'm not going to lie. Anyway, if you're to hear what we do is we pause the recording, we can watch Power Rangers, we come back and we talk about it.
Well, now what we do is we pause the recording, we dig our DVDs out, find something that can play them, put them in, then watch it.
Yep.
And then come back and talk about it.
So, because it's officially for us off Netflix. For the listeners, it has been for like 2 weeks now. But for us, it's gone. Everything's gone. Mm. Do you know what else is gone from Netflix?
No.
Seasons 2 and 3 of Power Rangers. It was supposed to be all of Mighty Morphin. It's just season 1. It is from Day of the Dumpster to the Oysterizer.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all Power Rangers is, kids. Don't worry about it. Also, Beef Morph is still on there, but Ninja Steel is not. So I thought Ninja Steel was going to stay on, but Ninja Steel is gone. So
people didn't like it, so they were like, fine, you can't have it, and they took it away.
No one can have it. I also saw on eBay the complete season of Super Samurai was going for $995. So
that's only Super Samurai.
That does not
include the first 20 episodes of the season.
Anyway, we're probably going to pirate that one.
I hope by the time we get to that, like, it has to be reprinted or on some other streaming service or something.
Within 5 months, if Power Rangers is not streaming somewhere, I will be aghast. It makes no sense not to have Power Rangers streaming somewhere. It's a slam dunk. You could have a Power Rangers streaming service, and it would have enough episodes to make it kind of worth it.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
all new episodes, every movie. Digital copies of the comics would like really make it worth it, I think.
Yeah, just something.
So you could read it on your TV?
Yeah, that would be nice.
That
anyway,
would be neat. Put the video games on there in like a Sega Channel fashion.
Yeah, let me play that side-scrolling beat 'em up.
Yeah.
Let me fight Minotaur.
Love Minotaur.
Anyway, so I could play it on my Xbox, but I did buy a whole like disc reader for my Mac for my laptop, so I'm gonna use that, and we're gonna go watch that.
Well, yeah, I'm
right
gonna
now.
Go to the living room And watch it on my PlayStation 4.
So. Which is... All right, here we go. Dino Thunder power up.
And we're back, and we just watched Copy That. And we vented about Apple merchandise. I don't know how much of that's going to be in the show or Frankencast or what.
That you can look forward to that in a Frankencast. I just was about to say something. I forgot what it was. Now it's gone from my brain entirely. Well, it must not have been super important, I guess.
Was it that I updated the archive site over the weekend?
You did do that. That was not it. I was going to say this is on disc 3 if you have the DVDs and following along at home, and now it's a thing I have to know.
Thank God it has them listed inside the cover, or I would have been like, oh, God.
Yeah, I would have been like, well, that's it for the Morphin Grid. Sorry, we had a good run, y'all.
I am not going to put in disc after disc until I find the episode.
516 episodes is all you're getting. HeyJakeAndJosh.com, that's the website. You can go there and listen to old episodes updated through Time Force and all the bonuses up through Time Force, right?
Time Force, yep.
So those are all up there. You can go listen to all those old things now. You're welcome. you did it. I didn't do any of that. That was none of that was me. That was all you.
Took me like an hour and a half on a Sunday morning.
Well,
So
there you
go. Earning that Patreon money this month.
Yep. There's also an archive feed, which is the first 10 seasons of the show, and a 2 classic feeds, so you can listen to us in a lot of different ways. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Apple Dumpcake Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Podknife, Podbay, and Podbaby.
Not the Dumpcake.
We're at Pod Dumpcake. Just Google them. And just don't, what is Apple
don't
Dumpcake?
Dump on them.
I'm not going to do a fake one because we're going to have to... What is Apple Dump Cake?
A dump cake is like a thing.
It sounds...
And I guess this particular dump cake just has apples in it. I don't remember what a dump cake is. I feel like they had to make it on a kids' baking championship at some point, which is the only cooking show that I even watch a little bit.
Okay, so. I followed the rabbit hole to the website. This classic cake gets its name from its simplicity. Dump everything into a baking dish and go. Okay, so what? Do you just put everything in at once?
You just dump it, man.
And do you just dump it?
Yeah, it's easy. It's just a piece dump of cake it. To bake a dumpy cake.
You gotta do the dumping by the book. You can leave us a rating and review at any of those places.
Oh, no.
Please don't review this one. The show in general, but not this one. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/JakeAndJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show. We really appreciate it. We gotta figure out a time to talk about to do the Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills. We gotta figure that out.
Yeah.
Soon. Sometime. We gotta. Because not only
my vacation for the 20th through the 26th was approved. So we should probably have time to do it that week at some point.
Okay, dope. So look forward to that in the future. Josh has a Monday episode.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to just jump in?
Let's dump into this episode.
Let's dump into this one. We already talked about the Royal Rumble for 15 minutes. So we start off on Cassidy, and she's booked solid. Her and Devin are talking about all the things that she has to do today, like the class president stuff and another thing and square dance club. And there was another thing that I don't remember. And she's like, why am I taking square dance club again? And Devin's like, it's because you said you look cute in the outfit. She's like, I do look cute in the outfits.
What a good decision square dance club was
good
for
job.
Me.
Good job, me. And then Devin's like, you know what you should do? You should clone yourself, a technology that really exists in the world. You should just do that. And she's like, there could never be more than one Cassidy Cornell. And then we see Ethan. We're at cyberspace, by the way. We see Ethan, who's a waiter there now. And I had some questions about that.
He's got an apron and a tray of drinks.
Yep. And then Cassie's like, waiter, a waiter. And then he, I guess, is so surprised by someone calling for a waiter that he falls on the floor and, like a dump cake, just dumps his soul, puts all the ingredients in the milkshakes on the floor.
On the floor, but also on the floor under the table that Connor and Kira are sitting at.
Yeah.
So you know it got all over those shoes.
This is an impressive spill for a lot of reasons. Number one, it does get underneath a table like the whole way, but also in slow motion as it's falling, one of the cups does a full-on backflip and lands upside down.
The old shooting star dump.
Yeah. the old WrestleMania, was that 21? 20? Was that WrestleMania Hollywood?
That feels like a Hollywood.
I feel like that was that one.
That's the ballpark, somewhere around there.
It's around there. So Kira and Connor are like, hey, why do you work here? And he's like, since Trent quit, she's been wicked slammed, and I figured out I could help. And I was like, I hope you're also getting paid, because it's cool to help your friends, but this is a business establishment, so you should...
this is a job you're doing.
You should also get some sort of compensation for that. And then
he gets after-hours access to the 900 TV channels.
Oh, yeah, he can watch Primestar all he wants, baby! Can watch the channel that airs Japanese shows that have been dubbed, which I wish that's a channel that I got, but here we are. I also, do you remember, oh god, I'm gonna sound like I'm 1,000 years old.
That's okay, we watched this on DVDs, so we are 1,000 years old.
So do you remember when you were like a teen?
Less and less every day.
Like, and like you didn't have the internet on your phone, and so, like, when you watched TV, you just watched TV?
Mm-hmm.
How did we do that?
It was a lot more video games than watching TV for me.
I did a healthy mix of both, but when I played a video game, I just played the video. Now I, like, also listen to a podcast or have a stream on my other computer.
Well, you know, you'd watch the TV and play Pokemon on your Game Boy instead of scroll through Twitter and get mad at the state of the website and the world that we live in.
That might be it. That might have been simpler.
Instead, you'd be like, oh, my Wartortle just evolved into Blastoise.
Hell yeah.
Now you're going to get it, Misty.
It's a Blastoise by the second gym.
Well, yeah, don't use anything else.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's true. Kira says something about how, like, I guess there is no good left in Trent, or maybe there's no good left in him since he quit a job. And I was like, that's not a metric of whether or not a person is good.
Yeah,
him trying to murder
also...
you with a dagger and dinosaurs, that's what you should focus on, I think.
Yeah, they also mentioned something about how he just kicks their butts all the time.
Yeah.
And I guess that was too much to balance with his work life, so he quit his job so he could kick more butts.
Well, to be fair, he quit his job when he was still being taken over by the dino gem, and so he's like, I gotta leave so I don't hurt anybody. I'm gonna run into the woods. Oh no, I'm not far enough. I just left. And then he turned full evil and went back, I guess. Anyway, we cut to Trent in pajamas, really billowy pajamas, like white. It's like a karate gi, but like if they were pajamas instead. It's a weird outfit, and he's just beating up a bunch of crusties and destroying all the lawn ornaments and benches and columns he can find.
Yeah, he's very aggressive, very angsty.
He is. He does. He has a furrowed brow the whole time.
Yeah,
he is not happy.
But he's also like yawning, kind of.
Yeah. Mercer's watching, and he's like, these guys suck. I need real competition. And then this is where it gets kind of weird, and I kind of like this part, is where Anton's like, I hate what happened to you. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm working for Mezogog, and I'm super strong. And he's like, no, that sucks. That's not what I... And he's like, but Dad, you are Mezogog. He's like, no, I hate that guy. We're not the same.
But he says, like, we share a mind, but we're not... the same, or like I hate him or something. But it's like, I don't think you share a mind.
No,
you share a body, sort of.
Yeah, you time share a body.
You share
space,
the space that you occupy.
Yeah,
which is weird, but is what is happening.
So then he's like, what do you mean? I thought, but you are Mezogog. And he's like, no, stop it. When I was doing dino DNA research, I did. I thought I was going to break through dino DNA technology.
Yeah, he's like, I mixed all the DNA in a vial and I drank the dino DNA. And he's I didn't think anything bad would happen to me if I did that.
He's like, it was too wild or whatever to test on anybody else. So I had to test it on myself. And I'm like, dude, just drinking a bunch of reconstituted dino blood is probably not good for you.
It's the old Green Goblin.
Anyway, he did do a full on Green Goblin, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, heck.
He's like, this is too dangerous, but for science, I have to know.
I gotta know what happens when I drink all the dino DNA. So then he's like, what do you mean? Why, like, and I forget how we get to there, but he's like, I'm trying to tell you that Mesogog has poisoned me with himself and that I hate him. And then he's like, okay, I'm gonna go. And that's kind of the end of this conversation. I really like it, though. I mean, we didn't do a great job explaining it because it was kind of hard to parse. But I really like this scene where Anton's like, no, now that we both know what's going on with both of us, I can tell you that I hate what's happening and I'm really sorry that, like,
yeah,
you're caught up in this. And I really like that. It's like a nice character beat for Mercer. So then we cut to Gog Island and, Josh.
No.
Oh, dang it. Oh, man. Elsa's got a new haircut, and I think it looks really good. Now I can't tell if she can act or not.
Well, she can't.
See, I thought she was fine in this episode, but maybe it's just like, ooh, those V-bangs look really pretty on her.
The new hair helps, although I don't know. I'm not as taken by it as you seem to be.
I am very into V-bangs. So, like...
I don't like the helmet hair. It's not. It looks like she has a helmet that's made out of hair on her head.
Yes, but there's a big high ponytail and she's got V bangs. So, like,
it's much better than the squiggly swim cap that she had on before.
Markedly better.
I don't know, since she's not based on any Sentai character, according to the last episode that we watched.
No.
Why she didn't just look like this to begin with? Why did she have to have that weird headpiece before?
Because
this is a better look.
This is a way better look. Also,
she looks more menacing at the very least.
Yeah. Also, it's like, I feel like her outfit is different. It's like a tank top. It's got like the strap parts are like mesh. It looks really good. And she's also like a little more flippant and cavalier. And yeah. I think it works a lot better. But I can't tell if I just really like her new hair. Anyway, she's watching Zeltrax get his butt whipped by Trent from last episode when they were on like the little jetty and he just got stomped. She's like, oh, I could watch this a million times. I love this. This is great.
I hate you, Zeltrax.
And Zeltrax is like, please stop making fun of me.
I love you, Elsa.
And she's like, no, you suck. So I'm going to make fun of you forever. And he's like, I'm going to kill Trent for embarrassing me. And she's like, no, you can't kill Trent. That's because it's Mesogog's kid, kind of, in a way. And he's like, I don't care. I have a monster. And here is a... this monster's... I don't know. It took me a while. I think it's obviously a pepper.
Yeah, I don't know what you called him. I do have a name that I was thinking of him as. I won't say calling him because, like, I was not telling myself.
Right.
I wasn't narrating the episode to myself out loud.
I ended up just calling him Copy Pasta because I could not think of a single name for him. What did you call him?
Well, he's Peppers.
He's Peppers.
He's Pepper. I called him the Red Hot Copy Pepper.
Okay,
it's a mouthful,
I like it.
So I don't know if it should stick or not, but...
I don't know. I like it. He's also a copy machine. He's a pepper and a copy machine and an otter. I don't know
what else is going on here.
I feel like I heard the word copy otter, or maybe I saw it at the very end or something. And I don't, so, but I didn't, obviously when I first, I thought he was a mouse at first, but then he has shell, he has like Animal Crossing beach shells that he throws at the rangers in a little bit. And I was like, oh, like an otter? Because otter uses those to crack those open and scrummy down on the inside.
Yeah, I was really wondering where the heck those shells came from and
they
why.
They came from because he's an otter.
It has to be it. I'm gonna look him up.
I think his name is Copy Otter. I'm pretty sure at the end it was when the extra voices it said Copy Otter, or maybe it was like Copy Copy Pot. No, that was from last season. I don't know. I think it's Copy Otter, which is
well,
nothing.
He's not a pot.
No, but that we'll see. But I'm remembering the one that was a chameleon, but also a pot from last time.
That guy sucked, I think, if I remember correctly.
That guy did suck. He was responsible for Evil Tori and nothing else good in that episode.
Ranger Wiki is not...
It's taking its time.
Really loading. Anyway, let's move on. If this decides to load, I'll cut it back in.
Okay. We cut to... I guess we go to commercial and we come back and Tommy calls the Rangers. He's like, there's trouble in the park. Except it's not the park. It's at, like, a parking garage. Trouble at the parking garage. And... They go there, and this is when I was like, oh, he's an otter, because he pulls out some shells and throws them at him, at the Rangers. And then, this is a fun part, is Ethan pulls out his Tricera shield, and he's like, haha, gotcha, I was waiting for you to do something cool. And then he hits, like, a button on his arm, and his arm is a copy machine, and his other arm is, like, the buttons of a copy machine. And he like, 3D prints a Tricera shield.
He is copy otter. All
okay,
one word.
So I did see that at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm gonna call him Red Hot Copy Pepper.
He's the Red Hot Copy Pepper, baby.
And so he pulls out the Tricera shield and then just like thwangs it at Ethan and knocks him down. They're like, hey, that sucks, man. And then they pull out their weapons and he does the same with their weapons because they don't have, I guess, deductive reasoning skills because they're teenagers.
So yeah, then he copies Kira and Connor's weapon and they're like, hey, now it's cheating.
Hey, man.
Now that you did it to us, it's not fair.
And then he, like, knocks them down, and Kira's like, you can't just copy our weapons. That sucks. And he's like, he hits a button, and he copies her voice, and it's like, I'm the Yellow Ranger. Aren't I cute? Ha ha ha. And Kira's like, hey, that's not me.
Yeah, I thought that was going to amount to something, but that, nope.
Yeah, it will not. It was that nothing. That will not come up again. At all. So that's cool. So then he runs away after he copies her voice. And I thought it was like, oh, I have your voice now. I will use that to do crimes or something.
I will make it sound like you are doing bad things.
Yeah, I'm gonna say like, oh, the Yellow Power Ranger said that you have a big butt. Lady, like, you know,
I'm gonna
like,
hide in the girls' room and smoke cigarettes with your voice. That'll get you in detention.
That now you're gonna, the Yellow Ranger's gonna get detention. So as he's running away, he bumps into Cassidy, and I really like that she's in her like full on like pink gingham hoedown square dance outfit, and he bumps into her, and she's like, "Hey, jerk, watch it." And he's like, I'm a monster. She's like, I don't care. You're rude. Don't bump into people. And then so he makes four of her, which is, okay, it was, sure, fine.
Got her.
But why?
I don't know. I also.
What did this do?
By the end of this episode, I am completely unsure if she realized there were four of her or not. Because she never. acknowledges it. None of hers ever acknowledge it.
No, well, they do right now, because when they first appear, they're all looking at each other like, oh, cute outfit. Yeah, I know. Great. Ha, ha, ha. And they're all like,
but
anyway,
one
we
of
gotta,
them is
got
the
a
real
lot of
one.
Stuff to do.
One of them is Cassidy Prime, and she is not like, well, I don't know about this.
Yeah, I it's so weird, because she just totally accepts it, which is fine until later when it seems like she doesn't know that it happened.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's bizarre. And also, why do this? That'll really teach her a lesson of getting bumped into, like.
He does say like, oh, that'll come back to haunt me later. It won't. It'll have nothing to do with him.
Was it an accident then? I have to imagine it was an accident then.
Maybe he just got like so mad he just like copied at her.
Or the way he
bumped
into her, both scanned and printed her three times on accident.
Let me tell you, I think at this point in the episode, I am sick of him going copy every time he needs to copy something. Just show him scan it. We get it.
Can you imagine if Pumpkin Rapper, every time he did something, was like, pumpkin, and threw like a
he's
pumpkin.
Like, rap time.
And then he did his clever raps and rhymes. Or if any monster from last season, I cannot remember a single one, said their name, kind of.
Cannon Brawl.
That was from Lost Galaxy.
That's the only good thing that came out of there.
Carone and Maya were also there. And you like Kendricks a lot. And I also like Kendricks, but not as much as you. And the Magna Defender looks dope. There's a lot of good things in Lost Galaxy. I just don't think it was a good season to Power Rangers.
Yeah, there's not a lot of connective tissue attaching the good things.
Yeah, not a lot of meat on the good bone. And then Trent shows up as the White Ranger to kill him, and he pulls out his Drago dagger. Is it called a Drago dagger, or is it called the Drago sword?
It's a Drago sword, I think.
Because it extends, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So he pulls that out, and then
he's just looking for a fight. He's like, oh, maybe you'll be like a real challenge. He even calls him Zeltrax's monster.
Yeah, because like clearly Zeltrax made this stupid thing.
Right.
Like, I think that makes right. sense. So he pulls out his Dragoed sword, and then Red Hot Copy Pepper's like, aha, gotcha. And then he copies it, and he's like, hey, what are you doing? And then he runs away again. And Trent's like, what the fuck? Then we cut to cyberspace. Cassidy's there, and Devin comes in, and he's like, hey, shouldn't you be at student council? And she's like, no, I got that covered. Don't worry about it. She doesn't have it covered. Because we'll see in a second that all of her clones are here.
So you would think this was going to be like one of her clones was doing each of her things on her to-do list from before, but they're not. They're all hive-minding a new to-do list.
Yeah, so she's like, hey, can you get my organizer? And he's like, yeah, it's in my scooter. Or it's in her car, or wherever.
Yeah, she says, go get it, it's in my car. So she's goes... to leave to get it, and then Cassidy comes in with the organizer.
Yeah, and she's like, yeah, I have it. It's right here. And he's like, okay. And she's like, yeah, can you get that my hoedown mix CD? And he's like, yeah, sure. It's in my scooter. He has a scooter, which mm-hmm. is adorable. And so he goes out. Also, when he's leaving, 500 people are leaving, and like Cassidy is coming in. And then when he gets to the door, nobody is leaving the door. It's like, it's just him.
Oh, there's two Cassidys inside. They all ran as fast as they could.
Yeah, but then they stayed in the doorway. They didn't leave, actually. Yeah, they just waited.
In the lobby. They were like, yeah.
Yeah, like it's raining and they're waiting for their ride.
In the vestibule.
In the vestibule. So he goes out to his scooter. He's got his scooter there. Cassie's just hanging out on it, listening to this, like, hoedown mixtape. And she's like, this is really good. And Devin's like, yeah. What? And I forget what she says something to him. She's like, yeah, come on.
She wants to go get like a latte or something.
Yes, yeah.
And he's like, okay. And so she gets up to leave and he turns and is like, man, I really should have worn my glasses like my mom told me to. But I was too afraid of looking like a nerd. But look at me now. And then Cassidy behind him is like, hey, come get coffee.
Yeah, it's a different Cassidy. So
the last Cassidy.
All four Cassidys are here. None of them are at student council meeting.
No.
Unless far off coffee getting one just came here from student council.
No, they had to shut down the student government.
Whoa. Oh, no. What happened?
Money. I guess, I don't know. Economy. Oh. You know, taxes. Yes. Whatever. Whatever the government shuts down for.
Sometimes they just do cuz. So we cut from there to Mezogog's lab, and it's destroyed, and Mezogog is very unhappy, and he's like, what happened here? And Zeltrax's like, I don't know, it could have been anything. Oh, wait, look at this. I found the dragon, Drago sword. Oh, gosh. And Mezogog's like, I knew it. I knew that little punk ass wanted to kill me. He destroyed all my experiments and immediately flips on him. Immediately is like, we gotta kill that white guy. Yeah, like that white ranger.
Like he would have just left his sword there.
Yeah. Like, come on, you're supposed to be smart, Mezogog. And then we cut to the Rangers on like a road near a farm, and Red Hot Copy Pepper's there again. And they're like, how do we do this? If we pull out our weapons, he's just going to copy them. And Connor's like, I have a plan. We'll pull out the Xerox blaster, but we'll shut the Tyranno mouth. And when he tries to fire it, it will blow up and kill him. And they're like, that's a good plan, Connor. And I was like,
I cannot see a flaw in this plan at all. Never mind that the monster is right there listening to you say your plan.
He, he's literally like, hey, are you guys done with your meeting? Can we fight now? And they're like, yeah, Z-Rex blaster.
And Connor's like, better shut the mouth. Click. Got him.
And then he pulls out the Z-Rex blaster. He's like, all right. Oh, the mouth is closed. And then opens it and shoots them.
Is this the smartest monster of this season?
I think Red Hot Copy Pepper might be the smartest monster this season. Trent is off to the side, and like the tree line, watches. Like, I guess I'll fight the winner. That seems fair to me. And as he's doing this, a slimy hand reaches out from an invisible portal and grabs him and pulls him in. And it's obviously Mezogog's slimy hand. Then Tommy joins the fight with the Rangers. And he does that wave blast where he just like launches a tidal wave at him. Because the Brachio staff is just a bunch of natural disasters in it, is what it can do.
You slam it into the ground and disasters happen.
And that's neat, but I wish there was some sort of reasoning behind it. Because I don't think there is. And so we cut back to the lab, Mezodog's lab, and Trent is tied to like the dentist chair. He's like strapped in. And Mezogog is all up in his business.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I keep waiting for Mezogog to lick somebody when he has them strapped to a chair. It's like, it's always right on the cusp of a good, like,
yeah. He would have to have a prosthetic tongue, because the way his snoot comes out, his mouth is so far back that I don't think he could actually lick someone without bumping into them with his nose first and preventing it.
Well, that's the power move, right? You slam your muzzle into them and you just...
And so he's
while
like,
maintaining side eye contact.
So Messi was like, you came and you destroyed my whole steez in here. And Trent's like, why would I do that? No, I didn't. And he's like, don't lie to me, Trent. I saw your dagger. And Trent's like, And he's like, so what I'm going to have to do is eliminate you. And I was like, okay, we're going to kill a kid. Sure. That's what's going to happen today. So he's got this big laser, and he activates it, and the laser starts blasting Trent, and it's sort of like draining something from Trent more than blasting him.
It's like it's sucking out his life force or something.
And so Trent's like, no, stop, Dad. And then Mezogog like turns back into, he de-anamorphs back into Anton. And he's like, oh, God, Trent. And he throws the laser pointer thing up. And that shoots a laser beam all around the lab. And I thought he was going to get hit and something was going to happen there. But that doesn't happen either.
No, he just, like, ducks behind Trent in the dentist chair.
Yeah. Look, he panicked. He made a judgment call. But then Trent's, like, coming to. And he's like, Trent, are you okay? He's unstrapping Trent. Trent's like, yeah, I actually feel like my old self again. This is weird. He's like, the explosion must have removed the encoding of the dino gem.
So when the laser was bouncing around the room, it did end by hitting the dino gem on Trent's wrist.
Okay, I
like
missed
it zapped,
that, I guess.
It zapped it. And I guess it deleted the virus that was in there that made it an evil one.
So the dino gems is computers? Is this an Ancient Aliens thing? I feel like you gotta tell us if it's an Ancient Aliens thing.
Well, the whole thing is is like a mix between like dinosaurs and robots. Like the Tyrannodrones are dino robots. Celtrax is a reconstructed man as a robot.
But they did that, like Tommy and
yeah. But then
Mercer
they also build
that.
Big dino, like they build the Zords
who have DNA in them, right? Because they can, they're like sentient kind of. Okay.
So it's a weird, like, merging of nature and technology.
So when the dino gems were made from the meteor that crashed to Earth, killed all the dinosaurs, someone was like, this white one, I'm going to put a computer virus in it.
Yeah, alien, ancient aliens.
Ancient aliens. Okay, sure. Yeah, Zordon came to Earth and, you know.
He uploaded them into Alpha Prime. Coded them.
Sounds good. All right. Head canon accepted. Meeting adjourned. So he's like, then Mercer like kind of like it's like collapses a little bit, and he's like, the gem should be free. You should be able to use it on your own now. Like
this
for
all
happens
so fast. Trent's like, hey, I feel normal, and Anton's like, yes, you are good again, and you must use your powers to fight evil instead of be evil.
He says something like, to the effect of like, the you are free from the gem's control, now you control the gem, right? And he's like collapsing.
You know what really pisses me off about this?
What?
It was an accident. The Rangers didn't help him turn good again. They did not appeal to the heart of Trent to override the curse of the white dino gem. They just haphazardly blasted a laser around a room like a pinball machine, and it just happened to hit the white dino gem.
I would be more upset if it wasn't Mercer saving his son. Like if Mezogog was like, I'm gonna drain you, and all it did was take the evil out of him, Trent was like, gotcha, sucker.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, come on. But it's Mercer actively like trying to save Trent, and then it happens.
Yeah.
So I'm more okay with that than if like he
it
just
still
was like
just grinds my gears that it was like,
yeah.
Thank God that laser hit your wrist and not your ears, and like
or your dad's
your
head, which
out.
Is
yeah.
right next to you. So he's like turning back into Mezogog, and he's like, "Get out of here! I want you to use the gem for good now." And he's like, "All right, Dad, I won't tell anybody your secret."
Says like, "Well, that means I'm gonna have to fight you now."
And he's like, "Yeah,
go do good stuff.
go out and do good." And he's like, all right, I won't tell anyone your secret. I promise, Dad. And he runs away. And then his eyes turn into Mezogog eyes. And we cut from there. So then the Rangers, who are still fighting Red Hot Copy Pepper, they're like losing because this is an effective monster, I guess. And so Trent comes in and starts fighting him. And then
it's crazy to me. And this will come up at the end of the episode. But it's crazy to me that like while he's fighting the Power Rangers, he does not copy the Power Rangers to make them fight themselves.
No, I feel like they really missed a step on that one.
Yeah, because he can copy people. He copied Cassidy 4 times. Like,
yeah, he copied Cassidy. We will see that he can copy Rangers at the end of the episode. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Like, so he's fighting them. Trent comes in and he's like, you're going to fight me, Trent? And so he pulls out his dino sword, the Drago sword, and they fight for a second. And then Trent's like, super dino mode. And Connor's like, he's got one too?
Yeah, I was not thrilled about this.
you didn't like it? You didn't like Super Dino Mode?
I don't like Super Dino Mode on any of them, really, but his is just...
His is a little tacky, but I love it.
It's so weird. It's like if a zebra had 3D stripes.
Yeah, but also like Christmas tree-shaped stabby katars its wrists.
He's got Baraka arms.
He's got Baraka arms, but they're shaped like Christmas trees. They're like serrated Christmas tree Baraka arms. I love Super Dino Mode. I think it's exactly what I want out of a minor upgrade to Power Rangers. but then he flies at... and stabs him in the chest so hard he dies, and they're like, whoa, what's going on? He's like, hey guys. And immediately everyone's like, this is another trick, because like 3 episodes ago he did trick them and say he was good again. But before they can do anything about it, Mezogog rehydrates Red Hot Copy Pepper, so they get their zords, they all jump in their zords. Trent doesn't, but he also just kind of steps away for a minute. We kind of lose him in the shuffle, because then Zeltrax jumps Tommy and is like, I've been waiting for this moment for a long time. And I was like, dog, you fought him like 40 times this season.
I could not believe he said that. It was like, what, you're waiting for him to kick your ass for the 10th time?
Like if I'm gonna be very generous and give him the BOTD, then... He's been waiting for him to be able to jump Tommy where Tommy couldn't fight back. But like, bud, you fought him 2 episodes ago. Remember, Smitty?
I can't believe we didn't get one Smitty. I was waiting for it.
Not one single Smitty. So he goes to cut him in half, and this is treated like he's a real threat now, and not like we watched him get his ass beat earlier by Trent, like on video.
Well, also laughed about it.
Yeah, like, so he swings down and Trent blocks it, and then we cut to the Megazord, and Red Hot Copy Pepper just throws big peppers, you know, like a copy machine.
Oh, he's a big pepper, too.
So he's got peppers?
He tried throwing peppers at them the first time they fought, but they deflected them.
Okay, I missed
Kira Whacker Willied it right back at him.
So he has peppers and shells and can copy things.
Yeah, I don't know what the peppers are supposed to do, but Kira like hits it like a baseball back at him and is like, I'm not supposed to have a lot of spicy food.
Oh, because she has a tummy problem.
Acid reflux. She's got
acid reflux. Okay. We cut back to the fight with Tommy and Trent fighting Smitty. And they beat up Smitty like they always do. And he leaves like he always does. And then Trent demorphs. And Tommy's like, whoa, man, hold on. And he's like, no, Dr. Oliver, we need to talk. I'm cool, I promise.
And Tommy doesn't say anything, but he does tilt his head like Sammy watching me brush my teeth. Just like, what are you doing?
What is that for?
Should I do that? Every night. Like, he's never seen it before.
Oh, your weird feral cat is very funny.
I love my cats. They're both pretty dumb in different ways.
they're uniquely stupid in their own special ways. So then we cut back to the Megazord. They get the Ankylosaur. Connor gets the faceplate on his Morpher. I don't know if we ever saw Connor get one or if we saw the Ankylo one before, but it happens now. And they just kill Red Hot Copy Pepper. They kill him and they murder him. And then we cut to Devin leaving Cyber Cafe, cyberspace, with these big, ugly Coke bottle glasses that are like...
They're like...
prank glasses.
They're like X-ray glasses you would get from the back of a comic book in the early 90s. Like,
yeah.
they're not real. You can't see through those. They're plastic.
So the Cassidys come up and he's like, oh, I need a new prescription. I'm seeing quadruple. This cannot be good. And then they're really overbearing in a way I don't understand where it's coming from. Because they're all like, Devin, you need to, like, get your shit together, blah, 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 blah. And Devin's like, I can't, I don't know what's happening. There's so much is happening right now. I can't do this anymore. And he walks away. And then because Copypasta died, they disappear. And then Cassidy, who seems like she just woke up from a trance, comes up to Devin. He's like, Devin, do you need a hug? And he's like, no, I'm okay. And then throws his glasses away. And I'm like, what does this mean? What is happening?
I don't know, but they go tight in on him throwing those glasses in the trash.
Like, that's the problem? Like, okay, so, first of all, why does Cassidy get, like, all up on him about whatever? My roof is, like, creaking. Hopefully that doesn't pick up. It's really windy. It's very cold. It's a trailer. It's going to do what it wants. But why does she do this? And then a follow-up, when he's like, I'm done, and leaves, and then they all disappear, is that Cassidy, like, did she not remember the four of them just ganging up on him? There's some really good camera work, by the way, of, like, them panning around and Katrina Devine, like, running around the backside of the camera so she can be in multiple places. There's also one of them that's, like, playing with her hair that's just, like, looking to the side. It's definitely not Cassidy, but it looks close enough that, like,
right,
sure, but like, why what happened?
I don't know. I wish the things that happened to Devin and Cassidy mattered.
Yeah. I mean, look,
I wish there was a reason for them to, I mean, they're the comic relief, but I don't even feel like they interact with the Rangers very often. They're just off, they're on a separate show. It's the Devin and Cassidy Power Hour, where, like, weird things happen to them in a Power Ranger town, but they, like, barely interact with the Rangers at all.
They're like, all like, they talked to Ethan. They didn't really talk to Ethan. They were like, Ethan, waiter. And then Ethan dropped all of his sodas.
The Rangers are background characters in their show.
Yeah. But like, and to your point, like, he drops all the shakes or whatever. And then they stop talking to him. Like, he just talks to Kira and Connor after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird. I feel like they deserve better. Anyway, so we cut from there to the outside of the lab, like the cave entrance, where they open the dino mouth, and Ethan's like, why do you think Dr. Dallas wanted to meet him here? And they're like, I don't know, it's very important if he told us to come here. So they open the door, and there's Trent, and they like square up. They're like, whoa, what the hell are you doing here? And Tommy's like, don't, hey, it's cool, he's good now. And Connor immediately is like, he's done this before recently, so are you sure? And they're like, I wouldn't let him be here if I didn't trust him. He's like, I know I got a lot of makeup for, but I promise I'm good now, and I want to be a good Power Ranger. And they're like, oh.
See, this is the part I really wish that the Rangers did something to see him change. Like, in the next episode, yeah, they have every right to be skeptical still.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because Tommy's like, oh, well, he saved my life. It's like, well, yeah, but if he's tricking you, of course he did.
Yeah, and Tommy, you're not the smartest
man. Yeah, you're kind of, I mean, you're a doctor, but you're also a dope, so.
You're, like, also an idiot, so. But so Tommy says, like, so maybe this will happen, like, going forward. Tommy's like, it's up to you to trust him. Like, I can't do that for you. It's your decision on whether or not you trust him. And then he turns to Kira, and he's like, I'm sorry, I messed up, I was evil, or whatever. And she's like, I guess everyone deserves a last chance. And I was like, that's a weird way to say that, Kira.
Yeah, but it's also like, don't, you cross me this time and I will kill you myself.
I will hold your head and scream at you until your head explodes. And then she's like, but there is also that rule about newbie Rangers having to wash the Zords. And Ethan's like, oh, I forgot about that rule. And then they just hand him a like soap and Windex and like a mop.
It's just
and
he's a bunch like, of like car wash supplies.
And he's like, but they're so big. And they're like, well, you better get started then, champ. And they just kind of usher him off.
Down, 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 down. Bow, bow, bow.
But wait, there's more, Josh.
Oh, I thought that was it. That wasn't the end?
No, that's not the end. We cut from there to Gog Island.
Oh, right. That's right. I forgot about this part, even though I referenced it earlier already.
And Elsa, who I think is acting better, but I can't tell.
Well, maybe she like, just has more confidence with this new hair.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. Or maybe Doug Sloan, just a really good director at directing Elsa to make
actually
her
told her to tone it down a bit.
Yeah, maybe. So she's like, Zeltrax, you should leave. Mezzanar's going to come back. He's going to find out what you did. And he's going to kill you to death so bad. He's like, no, because actually, look what I have. And he pulls out Red Hot Copy Peppers' severed arm.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I caught it. and I used it to make a clone of the White Ranger with no Trent. It's a Trentless White Ranger.
Yeah, it's just an empty, evil husk of a Power Ranger.
And the door opens and out comes Trent. And then they're like,
no, this is the White Ranger.
You're right. Oh, dang. It's just the White Ranger. There's no Trent in there at all. And he's like, I live to serve. I am evil. Trust me. Then the episode ends.
Yeah. So this is just so they can reconcile that the White Ranger probably still has footage where he beats up the Power Rangers.
Yeah, but they're like, it's been 21 episodes. We don't, you know, right. We don't want
to
keep
this going.
Trent
needs to be good. We're done with evil Trent.
Yeah. I want to see Tommy's super dino mode.
I mean,
just throwing that out there.
I feel like we need to, but I can't really say that I want to.
You don't want those, like, brass scale spikes?
No, those floppy foam spikes. They're just going to cut up his old Green Ranger shield and put it on his arms.
Look, that would be stupid, but I'd like it. Anyway, so that's the end of the episode. Josh, I started. What's the best?
I don't know, man.
You gotta pick something, and you're not gonna be able to piggyback on mine because it's not gonna be your best for sure. So you gotta choose your own thing twice.
Why did we reference that episode twice in like a week?
I don't know.
There was something that happened in a fight that I was like, oh, that was really cool. And I don't remember what it was. I don't remember what fight it even was.
Was it Kira Baseball Wacker Wilsoning the pepper bag?
No, although I did. I wish she had actually called back. Like, that's my Wacker Wilson double trouble or whatever.
From watching TV. Was it when he copied their weapons? or the Z-Rex blaster?
No, it was something Trent did. I think it was just like a way he hit somebody or like a move he did that was neat. I think it was when he was fighting the Tyranodrones maybe, but I don't really remember.
He threw one of them into a column and like the column fell over and shattered and it was pretty dope. He also like threw one through one of those like garden benches that are made of cement and it shattered. So like, I hope that guy got paid a little extra that day. Do you want to know what mine is?
Yeah.
It's Elsa's hair. It's Elsa's new hair.
Yeah, that's not
and her new confidence. I feel like it really works. I feel like the combination of the new hair and the good director made Elsa.
She's definitely better in this episode.
Yeah.
And Doug Sloan will direct the next two, so we'll see if she is consistently better. And then when a new director comes on, if she just defaults back.
Yeah,
or if she like
if they give her back her old ugly hair. And
ugh, I hope. Just keep that terrible swim cap off her head, please.
It wouldn't be terrible if it like if it didn't clearly have flaps where it should be stuck to her head, but it's not, you know, like because it doesn't look like hair or a swim cap. It looks like a terrible hybrid of the two. But the new hair.
Yeah, it's like a skull cap, but they didn't like seal it.
Yeah.
I'm going to best Anton Mercer telling Trent now that he's good that he needs to fight against him.
That was pretty awesome.
I'll best that. I don't like the scene before okay. that. But I do like the father-son dynamic. This is the first time, I think, where I'm like, oh, it is okay that Trent's the White Ranger. We'll see what happens going
okay.
forward.
Nice, nice. What's the worst?
I think the worst is Connor's plan to, like, oh, he'll copy it with the mouth shut, and that'll get him. That was a bad plan. It was stupid.
That was a stupid plan. Ethan, the allegedly smart one, should have been like, that plan seems like it could go bad pretty easily.
Yeah, what if he opens the mouth?
And then Connor's like, never gonna happen.
It's like in Dumb and Dumber when they put Harry in the bulletproof vest and he's like, what if he shot me in the face?
I'm gonna say the worst is that scene where the four Cassidys yell at Devin about getting his life together or whatever, and then he's so overwhelmed that he just leaves, and then Cassidy's like, I don't remember any of that. Devin, we cool? What's going on? You need a hug? Because it's just so confusing.
Yeah. That might also be the worst, is them, everything that's going on with
them. They might as well have fought a little granny boy again. It was so dumb. Who's the MVP?
Is the MVP Anton Mercer?
I am inclined to say yes.
That's what I think. I think so.
If it's not him, it's Trent, but I think it's Anton because he does a lot of good dad stuff.
Yeah.
It's the first time I'm like, oh, maybe he is a good dad, which is weird because when we thought he was Mezagog but didn't know he was Mezagog, we were like, he's clearly a bad dad. And then now that we know he's Mezagog, we're like, well, hold on, maybe he's not. It's a little confusing, but I'm okay with it because I like the end result.
Yeah,
I like good dad Anton Mercer.
It's very like flip of the switch character growth.
yeah,
but I don't know, it kind of works.
I feel like,
and
they
I think in this episode he did very good.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Apparently, that like that actor is also the voice of Mezagog too. Like they like, so he can hide him being Anton very well because Mezagog does not sound quite like Anton.
Yeah,
at all. But I would have liked it if during the times when we thought like, oh, Anton's like Mezagog or something, and something's up, and he's kind of a jerk. If there would have been something where they would have led us to think he's Mezagog, but when you look back on it, you're like, he's trying to get away from Mezagog, like something like that, but we got nothing. So
yeah.
I wish there was something like that, but I like where it ended up, which is good dad Anton Mercer telling his son that if it comes to it, you need to destroy me because I'm an evil monster man. Now we got to rank it. We got to rank the episode.
Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty good, but I think it is also has its flaws.
I agree. I like it a lot better than I liked the last episode, but I also did get a lot more sleep last night than I did before we watched Mad Mackerel. So,
I'm thinking, how do we feel about it versus Golden Boy?
I think I like it better than Golden Boy. You want to talk dad stuff?
Okay.
When Zeltrax made a son and then was like, I will use you to fight Tommy. Whereas yeah. in this one, it's Anton being like, kill me if you have to, because I will turn into a dinosaur monster and I need you to be a good person, Trent. Way better. I think it's way better.
Okay.
I also think the overall story works better than Burning at Both Ends, which is mm-hmm. the one that David was on, where the plans made no sense, but they did work.
Right.
Which I didn't care for. I don't know if I like it more than Bully for Ethan, though.
Yeah, that's also the wall I'm hitting, and I don't think I put it above that.
I don't think so either. So coming in at the new number 7, copy that. Breaker Breaker 1-9.
All right.
All right. So that's going to do it for us for today. Josh, what are we watching on Friday?
Oh, what was it? Triassic Triumph.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. I like the episodes with the weird dino lore. So I'm hoping this one gets some weird dino lore.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll find out on Friday. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Okay, good to know. I'm still on the GarageBand tab instead of instead of going back to the meet.